Hey guys, so today's episode is me just explaining why I'm a vegan and why I'm an animal rights activist. I'm pretty new to Anchor, so sorry for any hiccups that may have occurred. I actually just recorded a video of audio and just lost the whole thing. So in 2015, I went vegan after I saw Gary Yourofsky's famous speech. You can find Gary Yourofsky, his last name is spelled Your of Sky, one word, on YouTube, and it is absolutely exceptional. Within 10 minutes of seeing that video, I went vegan. The video goes for 40 minutes, but I made it on the spot. Now, my intention was to go vegan in the new year of 2016, because I've always cared about animals and I was starting to make sense that if we don't have to kill them to survive, if we don't have to eat an innocent animal to survive, why would we want to do that? But Gary Yourofsky's awesome video made me go vegan way sooner. And the reasons are basically because we kill over 260 million animals every single day. And that's a low statistic. It is actually much higher. We kill trillions of marine animals every single year and tens of billions of land animals every single year on top of this. Animal agriculture is the leading cause of things like deforestation, habitat destruction, species extinction. We are going to have fishless oceans within the next 30 years. Animal agriculture and the products that we consume is a massive cause of health issues among humans around the world today, namely heart disease. Early 2016, I went to an event where there was animal rights happening, and I didn't realize animal rights was a thing, but there were people there on megaphones doing this sort of crazy stuff, but I just went there and held a sign above my head. And sure, there was negativity and haters going past, but there were so many people going past, and what I could see on each of them, they were actually looking up and reading the sign that I was holding. And in that moment, I was like, wow, this actually works. Like, This is incredible. I always thought that I could inspire people to go vegan by going on a big health journey, but what I see here is animal rights making a massive difference. So ever since that day, I have been dedicated to animal rights in almost 3 years now. And don't get me wrong, I might seem like a militant vegan activist, but I always challenge veganism. I'm very open-minded, because if I wasn't, I wouldn't have changed from eating innocent animals to being a vegan now. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope it came out as well as the purely natural one I did on the fly before this video crashed. So please support my channel, Vegan Life Change, on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram as well. And thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to doing some more on Anchor. Cheers. Hey, I'm figuring this thing out. Awesome. I can be more in depth with the story about why I went vegan. So before I went vegan, in 2013, as my New Year's resolution, because I've always been a passionate animal lover, I became a vegetarian. Thinking, you know, I'm not killing and eating innocent animals anymore when it's not necessary. So what's the problem? You know, sweet. For about 2 years, roughly, I was vegetarian. And then I went through some very bad luck in my personal and professional life, and I went downhill, and I actually went back to eating animal products. And I know it's horrible, but at least I can say that I've been the worst of the worst, and I can relate to many people. But basically the thing that was going through my head is I'll get revenge. I was very apathetic. I was like, I didn't give a fuck about anything anymore. Sorry for my language. A very hard time in my life. And I thought I'd just get all super muscly, eating heaps of meat. And it was very difficult. I opened up about this on my first YouTube video on my Vegan Life Change YouTube. It's a very hard thing. It's actually hard to talk about now. I didn't expect it to be so difficult. But every day of my life, I felt incredibly guilty. And so, yeah, a few months later, I was looking into veganism. I came across the truth about how baby boy chicks are ground up alive in macerators. I came across the truth how so many baby cows or calves, especially the males, are taken away from their mothers and usually killed all around the world. So that was a big trigger for me in just making that realization about why I need to be vegan. And why I need to stick by my values So I might have stopped being vegetarian, but I'm a vegan for life and an animal rights activist for life. I fight for animals every single day. Every single day I'm doing something, trying to help the movement. And I do understand, too, want to point this out, in crop farming, some animals do get killed, but veganism is the lifestyle where the least amount of death happens. So we grow crops to feed animals, tens of billions of animals, more than the human population. We grow crops to feed tens of billions of animals, and animals are killed in the food processing for them. So veganism is the most sustainable lifestyle with the least amount of death possible. And when we've got a majority vegan world, we can focus on more sustainable ways to grow crops to feed all of us too, without killing even field mice and things like that too. So if you care about animals, please look into veganism. I don't know everything. I could be wrong about some things. So do your own research. But remember, I used to be on your shoes or whoever's shoes. I used to eat animals and now I don't anymore, and I feel so much better for it. Thank you so much for being open-minded and listening to my podcast. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Peace.